such a state, understanding how the Lord has judged them, understanding how they have offended God, that they will be more open to your evangelization efforts. That's why, after the warning, we'll be working, like I said, at a fever pitch. Most, even the ones in our family, the first, but obviously any other souls around us, to get them to come back as well. One of the other things during the warning experience that's interesting to me, because I've been talking to people about the mark of the beast, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but at the same time, this idea of not taking chips in the body, and that once you have a microchip in your body, now some people are promoting the PR of it, that it's good to have medical identification and different reasons. I want to say they can run things, all kinds of things that they could do with it. But on the other hand, if it were abused, like our Lord is telling me, they could literally control your brain, and they control your mind. They've actually done this experiment. They've taken mice, put chips in them, literally control them with a computer. In the same way with the humans, they've done the same thing. They can put these voices in you, and they kind of direct your life. And that's how this could be abused. So our Lord said, we don't want to take the mark of the beast. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read a little bit about that later. You don't want to take the mark of the beast. You don't want to worship the Antichrist. So our Lord is giving you, in your warning experience, the same information of not taking the mark of the beast or a computer chip in your body that would control your mind, and not to worship the Antichrist. Those informations will be given to everyone, even though I've been trying to disseminate this. But everyone will know this during their warning experience. So that will be another grace for them. I'm going to talk a little more now about the refuge time and the events that would be triggering this time when we would go to refuge. Now, just let me explain a little bit what a refuge is. Our Lord talked about the refuge places as being places of Our Lady's apparition site. It would be like Lourdes or Fatima, those kinds of places where visionaries have received messages from Our Lady. That's Our Lady's apparition sites, places. And the other one, another one he talks about, is holy ground places. Now that could be places like where they've adored the Blessed Sacrament for many years, or have had a love for the Blessed Sacrament in those areas. That would be a second time, and or consecrated ground. Another refuge would be even talked about caves, and I'll give some messages a little later about these. Now caves, if you remember, Elijah hid in Mount Carmel, underneath Mount Carmel there, and he was a prophet at the time, but the people wanted to kill him. And at the same time, he wanted, you know, ask the Lord's protection. So that's why he hid in a cave in Mount Carmel. So that's how he was protected. But many other, even in the catacombs, in the time of the early Christians, when the Romans were martyring the early Christians, they hid in the catacombs, away from the people trying to kill them. So we will be doing the same thing. We'll be not, you know, the evil people will be trying to kill us, thinking that they're doing something good, but they're going to be trying to kill us. So that's why we'll be needing to be in a safe place. And at these refuges, there would be an angel at each refuge. And on top of the refuge, there would be a luminous cross of protection. Those that look upon this cross will be healed of all of their physical problems, and they'll be protected by the angel from any physical harm by the people around them. So it's going to be a beautiful means of protection. Now, our Lord has not talked about using guns for protection. He's talked more about asking him to have our guardian angel lead us to the nearest place of refuge. Now, he's given several different explanations of when is the time that we call on him to have our guardian angels take us to refuge. Now, at these, there's maybe four different kinds of events. First, he talked about a world famine. I'll go into a little bit of each one. A world famine, and a lot of that will be actually caused by artificially created famine. And I'll just give an example of that. Back in the time of Stalin, in the Ukraine, 60 million people were starved to death. Now, they produced the food, they sent it to Moscow, but they didn't bring any back to them. So that's how we starve 60 million people. So you can create that by, if you don't have a chip, you can't buy the food, or there's various ways that you could control the food distribution. So that's a world famine that will be coming, essentially precipitated by man. Another will be happening, another sign of the time to go to refuge is when there will be a major division in the church. Now this would be a little bit like the Reformation kind of division major. And it'll be between the schismatic church and the faithful remnant. And this, the characteristics he showed me about the schismatic church, they would be teaching the New Age. Essentially, it's not a religion of God at all. It's all about worship of worldly things. So they would be teaching New Age. They'd also would be teaching that the sexual sins are no longer sins. Those are two major characteristics that you'll be seeing in the schismatic church. So that's another sign. So you got the world famine, division of the church. A third one, there'll be a time when they'll be forcing people to mend, in other words, they'll come to your house. This is why if we go to the refuge before they come to your house, they wouldn't take you to the detention center where a lot of people would be killed for not going along with the New World Order. So these, they will come and come to your door and try to force you to take the mandatory chip in the body. And that's the mark of the beast that our Lord said we shouldn't take, even in the pain of death, not to even take it. And that's how serious he's talked about it. And that's, again, it takes away your free will when, once you allow something to control you like this chip. So he's saying that's a third thing. Another one he talked about in different ways is called martial law. And martial law is a situation where someone would take over the government and all of your rights, your individual rights, or the Bill of Rights, all the things that are guaranteed by our Constitution, would be taken away. An example for that would be the North American Union that they're proposing. How that would be another way how they would, the one world people. Now, our Lord talks about the one world people. These would be the people behind the scenes of the government that are financially the central bankers types of people that are controlling the government people and how they run things. And they control that all by money. So those are the four major things he's talked about. There'll be a time of world famine, division in the church, mandatory chips in the body, and martial law. When we see all of these things, they'll be happening almost simultaneously. That's when he asked us to call on Jesus, and he would then have our guardian angel lead us with a physical sign. Now, this is a little different understanding of how, in other words, we wouldn't have to know where the refuge is. The angel is going to take us to where the nearest one is. And it would be either a place of Our Lady's apparition, a place of holy ground, or a cave in hillier areas. Those are the kinds of places we would be taken. And just to give you an example of some of that, this is really like a modern day exodus that we're going to be going through. In the old exodus, the people, the Israelites, were led by a pillar of cloud during the daytime and a pillar of fire at night. That's how they were led. But we will be led by the angel with a physical sign. It won't be quite as big as that, but some physical sign that we know that we're being led. And just another example for you. Back in the time when Jesus was being threatened by Herod, when he had just been born, and Herod wanted to kill him because he didn't want another king competing with him. And so Herod wanted to have all the two-year children killed. So one of the, Joseph, the father, the stepfather, he was getting a dream from the angel. And the angel came to him in a dream and told him that for the safety of the child Jesus, that he had to go and take them to the family over into Egypt. And that was to protect him from Herod's decree that would be trying to kill him. So that whole idea of leading. So the angel actually led them where to go in Egypt. And then when Herod died, he visited Joseph, St. Joseph again, and told him when to come back. And they went back this time to Nazareth. So just the way that Joseph was led by the angel, we are going to be led also by the angel, just to give you some ideas of how that works. And I'm going to give you a little explanation first about the world famine. Now in Scripture, there's this quotation in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 through 8, where it speaks of this time when there'll be a famine, this serious famine, not just, you know, a spotty one, but all over. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilences and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginnings of sorrows. So that's one of the ways that we can tell we're going to be tested with pestilences. And I'll give you some examples. I mean, we've had AIDS and all kinds of different virus-type diseases. In the famines, we've had different spotty famines, but this one will be much more dramatic, as I mentioned. and the earthquakes. We're seeing more of those also. Matter of fact, the number of earthquakes in the last, back in the 1990s, we had typically 16,000 earthquakes all over the world. And today we're seeing about 30,000 in the last 4 or 5 years. So we're seeing those kind of signs already happening to give us that understanding that we are truly getting close and into that tribulation time. Just a little bit on one of the, I'll give you one message here, speaking about the New Age and how it will be trying to coming into our church. This was November 6, 2007. I could see someone using a brush and a mop to cleanse away the dirt and dust in a church. Jesus said, my people, the gospel parable today was given as an answer to the scribes and Pharisees who refused to believe in my words and miracles and me as the Son of God. Since they gave excuses, as they knew me from my parents, and that I was blaspheming to say that I was the Son of God, I rejected them from my banquet, even as they wanted to kill me. So I called the Gentiles in through St. Paul to come to me in place of those who rejected me. The vision of a brush cleansing the dust out of today's church represents how I again will reject those believing in New Age teachings, and they will not taste a morsel of my banquet in heaven because they chose to go against God. Those who worship the gods of this earth and not me, which is what New Age teaches, are truly condemning themselves to the fires of Gehenna. This division coming in my church will be between a schismatic church and my faithful remnant. Follow the teachings of my apostles and my evangelists, and leave any church that teaches New Age or the one world religion of Satan. Pray for discernment and worship me, the only one true God who loves you, and the only one that's worthy of our worship also. I want to share a little bit about the chips and understanding these microchips, what they're all about. And I'll just give you one quick picture of what a microchip is. One of these kinds of chips, what I believe, represent the mark of the beast. Now this was in one of the magazines, and you can see this is one of the smaller chips that they can put in people's bodies. It's called a Verichip, and they've been putting them in animals for quite a few years already, and now they want to put them in humans, and supposedly for reasons of medical identification and other kinds of things. But at the same time, our Lord is saying not to take even these innocent-looking chips, and they'll be having more serious chips than this. This is the one that gets read up close. But they have another kind of a microchip that you can take and put in your body as well. And then those chips, it's called a GPS locatable chip. And those are the kind of chips that they're going to be forcing on us as well. So I'm going to read a couple of passages from Scripture now that speak about this mark of the beast. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 through 18. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and it had two horns like to those of a lamb. But it spoke as does a dragon, and it exercised all the authority of the former beast in its sight. And it made the earth and inhabitants therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And it did great signs so as to even make fire come down from heaven upon earth in the sight of mankind. So the evil one, the Antichrist, is going to have these kind of powers, demonic powers actually given to him in trying to take people and think he's Christ. So to just mislead them. And the Antichrist leads, it says, and it leads astray the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the signs which it was permitted, and underlining this word permitted because our Lord is in control of everything, and he's the one that's talking about, in other words, he controls everything, and he permits this evil as a means of testing our faith. Permitted to do in the sight of the beast, telling the inhabitants of the earth to make an image to the beast which has the wound of the sword and yet lived. And that wound was inflicted by St. Michael. And it was permitted to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause, that whoever should not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So that's why we'll be going to refuge, because they'll literally be seeking to kill us because we aren't going along with the mark with the beast. We're not following him. And it will cause all, this Antichrist, will cause all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free and the bond, to have a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and will bring it about that no one may be able to buy or sell except him who has the mark,